God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Sandy Rios with you. This is our second day of Fall Share-a-thon. Thank you so much for joining us. And yes, we'll be getting to the news this morning, but we will be talking a lot about American Family Association and American Family Radio, because you as listeners, there are a lot of things that you probably don't know. Some of you just listen to this show and you don't know much about the ministry of AFA or the breadth and depth of American Family Radio. And the way we function, of course, is that we ask twice a year for you to help us financially. And this is one of those two times. And so if you haven't done that, and maybe you've never ever done it because you're a new listener, you just dial 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to afr.net and make the most generous pledge that you're able to do. Tim Weilman, the president of American Family Association, joins me this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm really good, but I don't know nothing about where we are. So I'm really anxious to hear what's going on there.
Is that N-U-T-T-I-N? Is that
something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Something
like that. Yeah, we are. It's an exciting time for us here at American Family Radio. It is every Share-a-thon, but this is day two, and our listeners are really responding, and we're so thankful and grateful. We are, as you know, Sandy, and as most of our listeners know, we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. So if, listeners don't support us, then we don't have any American Family Radio. So folks have always come through since 1991, and I'm sure they will and are this time. We have a $20,000 donation if it is matched. Sometimes listeners do this. Somebody has some extra money, or they're a wealthy person, and they decide, hey, I believe in the ministry of AFR, and I want to help you. But I want to challenge the other listeners to help meet this amount of money, and it's $20,000. So we don't get the full amount if it's not met before 8 o'clock Central Time or 52 minutes from now. So if you want to double your gift, you want to double the amount of your gift automatically, up to $20,000, now's the time to call and help us meet this $20,000 match. I'll give you the phone number to call, and we have folks, when you call in, you're calling our ministry headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi. So we have, I'm sitting here looking through the glass to the call room, and we have a lot of folks over here ready to take your phone calls. They're listeners just like you. So I would just ask that you be as generous as you can and help us meet this $20,000 match. Here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. And Sandy, you just said that folks maybe haven't given in the past. Maybe they've never given before. Well, and you take it for granted, quite frankly. You take, because you go out to your car, you turn on the radio, and it's there, and, you know, you don't have to put a credit card in for it or anything like that. It's just there, and it's free. Well, we're here to tell you it's not free. We have to have financial support to be able to be on the air and to be able to grow. We'd like to grow and impact more of our country for the cause of Christ and to tell folks what's going on in our country like Sandy does every morning on Sandy Rios in the Morning. So again, give us a call. Help us, 877-616-2396. Or if you're antisocial and you don't want to talk, you don't want to talk to anybody, you just want
to
go online and make a gift, then just go to AFR.net, AFR.net. You can make a gift in just a couple of minutes there, AFR.net.
Well, you know, Tim.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's talk okay. about radio just for a second, because, again, I think a lot of people listen to different segments of American Family Radio, and they don't necessarily know what the buffet is. And let me just tell you that I'm actually, as of like, I confess to you that as of maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little longer than that, I started listening to AFR Talk on Sunday mornings. I love it. I start early in the morning. I listen to Haven, which I love. I listen to Jeff Revisit.
Yes.
It's Jeff Reeve on Sunday morning. And then David Jeremiah is the last one I can eke in before I actually have to leave for church. But honestly, you have a lineup of great preachers and teachers on Sunday morning. You know, during the week, we do a lot of political talk. But on Sunday mornings, it's so refreshing. I love it, Tim. And thanks for that. I thank you for that.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Our team here, we take seriously who we put on American Family Radio. You know, we don't just put somebody on AFR who wants to pay to be on, for example. We take it seriously that what their, you know, their doctrine is, the things that they preach and they teach, the things they communicate, is it consistently biblical? And so all those things go into it. And so we're very pleased and proud in the right sense of the word of all the shows that we have here on American Family Radio on the weekdays and the weekends. And we do a mix, as you know, Sandy, we do a mix of news, information, Bible teaching. We've even had a lot of folks commenting on our new show about caretakers that we air.
Oh, yes, about people taking care of people that are sick or Alzheimer's or children that are disabled.
Elderly
and
parents.
All that. Yes, I've heard that. Yes, excellent. Yeah,
we've had tremendous response to that show. There's nothing out there quite like it.
No, he's a great host, too. He's really a great host, very experienced. He's interesting to listen to. I mean, I really, and even Saturdays too, Tim, I don't tune in as often just because I'm busy doing, having a life on Saturdays.
Right.
But the Saturday program is excellent too. Isn't that the day that that Walker's show on Millennials Engage airs?
Yeah, that's Wesley. Wesley. And his team there, they do Engage. And Walker does this Exposing Washington on Saturday afternoon. So, I got some family members who are on the radio here. I don't know how they got on, but anyway.
But the millennial show, the Engage thing is about is to millennials. That's 30 and under, and they do an excellent job. I have had a chance to listen more than once to that, and I think they do a great job of reaching that demographic, which really is our future. And the thing that I like about it is that they don't water down anything. I mean, they really go for biblical accuracy, but they talk about how that applies to millennials and how they think about issues. It's really excellent. So the programming at American Family Radio is top-notch, and if you're only listening like to this hour, I would just encourage you to expand your horizons and listen across the day. Tony Perkins is on at 5 o'clock with Washington Watch. I mean, we could go on and on about the Frank Gaffney. My dear friend Frank is on at, 10 o'clock Eastern, I think. I want to just say, Tim, he is such an incredible addition to the American Family Radio lineup, because Frank is one of the nation's leading experts in national security. He's right in the heart of everything that's happening. He's got a tremendous staff at the Center for Security Policy. So if you really want to know what's happening in national security, this is not third-hand opinion or reading columns to find out. This is a man who's thoroughly engaged and has been since he was Assistant Undersecretary for Defense for Ronald Reagan. And so that's a new addition, and I just can't say enough about Frank's program at 10 Eastern. Well, so the phone number, Tim, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, as Tim said, if you're antisocial, and make your donation without having to talk to anyone. But meanwhile, we want to hear from you. Here is a listener who called in to tell us what AFR means to her or him.
This is Ray in North Carolina. I used to listen to Dr. Dobson and help him to raise my children and grandchildren. Now that they are adults, I have transitioned to Sandy Rios to keep abreast of the swamp in D.C., and I'm sure glad that she's available, because we need her and need the information so that we know how to act in the future. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Thank you so much. Tim, you know, there was a big debate last night. By the way, the number is 877-616-2396. Are the phones ringing, Tim?
Yeah, they are. So keep calling.
Okay, you guys, thank you. Listeners, thank you so much. I just am so honored because that we all take that as a tremendous compliment. And I would say a tremendous responsibility as we go on the air each day. So 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. Tim, there was a great debate last night between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke, both running for Senate in Texas. Ted Cruz, the incumbent, Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic challenger. And there was a report, I believe, from ABC last night that'll give us just a touch of it. Let's listen. Clip three.
This debate covered a wide range of issues.
On the question of life, Congressman O'Rourke is at the extreme pro-abortion side. So he has repeatedly voted in favor of late-term abortion.
I will only vote to confirm a Supreme Court justice who believes in a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own body. And who
they talked foreign policy.
And I'm against tariffs. I'm against a trade war. I have made the case repeatedly to President Trump that in trade, we should be expanding our access to foreign markets.
You were all talk and no action. The tariffs that the president has levied, the trade wars that he has entered this country into, is hurting no state more than it's hurting Texas.
They debated domestic issues.
I want to make sure that everyone can see a doctor, afford their prescription medications, take their child to a therapist, be well enough to live to their full potential.
Congressman O'Rourke is proposing socialized medicine, the federal government in charge of your health care and your doctor.
And it got heated.
He's dishonest. It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
It's clear Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack, so if he wants to insult me and call me a liar, that's fine. But, you know, John Adams famously said, facts are stubborn things.
This is the lasting image of the campaign. Two candidates on stage one final time before voters make their choice.
All right, that was ABC News last night. And, of course, just a brief word. Beto O'Rourke, of course, he's not Beto. He's like, what, William John or whatever his name is. He's very Irish. He's not Hispanic, but that name is typical of what the left does to sort of do a bait and switch. So Beto O'Rourke was a punk rocker. He is a radical of the radicals. I don't have time to talk about that in great detail. But he has, in the last, 3 months, raised $38.1 million to defeat Ted Cruz. And the money's pouring in from the left, and Beto O'Rourke cleans up well and is articulate and is really giving Ted Cruz a run for his money. And that's typical of the races, Tim, all over the country. What the left has done is they have handpicked candidates in all of these races, tailoring them for each district so that they appeal to the district. But in almost every case, they aren't what they seem to be. I talked to Dave Brat yesterday about his opponent, Abigail Spanberger, who really is being funded in part by George Soros, also Act Blue. She's a leftist, but she comes across as a very sophisticated Northern Virginia lady, and she's very articulate. So she's giving Dave Brat a real run for his money. I just want to know, we only have a couple of minutes left. I'm sorry for that, but I want to know what your thoughts are about this.
Yeah, you know, usually you're able to see ahead of time pretty well what's going to happen in an election, especially a midterm. We remember when the Tea Party rose up in 2010, I think it was, in response to Obamacare and other things, and made a historic change in the United States Congress in favor of the Republicans. You know, so typically in midterm elections, that is between presidential elections, historically, typically, the party out of power in the White House makes, you know, gains. But I don't know what's going to happen this time, because I'm seeing one day I see blue wave, then next day I see red wave, then I see split the difference. So I think for the Republicans, to me, the main thing for them is increasing their numbers in the Senate so that, you know, there's no more Kavanaugh situations. President Trump will be able to nominate whoever he wants to and not have to worry about it if he has a 55-45 breathing margin, so to speak, a 10 vote. And that could likely happen. The Republicans could likely expand from 51 to 55. We got Senate seats like Ted Cruz's. I expect him to keep his Senate seat. But then we got House the House.
Let's talk about the House in just a second. We just have 10 seconds here, but the phone, and we'll come back and talk about that. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. It is Share-a-thon.
It's the mug we've all been waiting for. The all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler will keep drinks hot or cold, is virtually leak-proof, and quickly converts to a can or bottle cooler. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you one, along with a CD of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University and an 8-ounce bag of delicious Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. Also, when you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you the Hilarious Highlights CD and the Liberty Coffee. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. You can call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or donate securely at AFR.net. Together, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. And thank you for participating in Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hi, y'all. This is Karen in Missouri. I just wanted to say that one of the best things about me moving out of St. Louis and about 2 hours south is finding your radio station. It is. It's American Family Radio, and it is like a family of believers and a family of folks that value the same things in life and have the same priorities. And I find myself listening and saying, amen, Jim. There, that's right, Fred. You go. And I just want to say I really enjoy Brian Fisher's program in the afternoon. I work night, but I rarely go to sleep until I've gotten to hear what Brian has to say for the day, because the content is so good. And so I appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you so much.
The 2018 midterms have been called the most important elections in our nation's history. Join Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano for election night coverage from a Christian worldview beginning at 7 Central, Tuesday, November 6th. Cast your vote on Election Day and then listen for results on American Family Radio. Or catch the live stream on AFR.net or the AFR Facebook page. Stay with American Family Radio, Tuesday evening, November 6th, beginning at 7 Central.
One nation under God, indivisible.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Okay, not to be redundant, but 877-616-2396 is the number. You know, when you're at in Tupelo for Share-a-thon, it's just such a fun time because listeners from all over the country drive in. They sit there and answer the phones. They're the ones that talk to you when you call. They're people just like you who listen, but they've listened over the course of time and they want to help. And so it makes it a real family affair. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net, AFR.net. Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association. How are we doing?
Good morning, Sandy, again. Good morning, everyone, listening to American Family Radio across the good old U.S. of A. We had a very generous person offer $20,000 if it will be matched by the rest of the listening family. So surely we can do that, and we're in the process of doing that. Folks are calling. A lot of our phone volunteers are on the phone right now talking to folks all over the country who trust and believe in American Family Radio and want to help us, because we're passing the virtual offering plate, okay? Everybody else, we have bills to pay. We have ministry needs. We want to keep growing and going. So we need your help. So help us meet this $20,000 match by this very generous donor and supporter. Here's the phone number if you want to make a gift and double your giving. You can double your gift right now. 877, this is the phone number I'm giving you, to call us here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters for American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. Again, toll free, 877-616-2396. And especially calling all you listeners of Sandy Rios in the Morning. You know, Sandy's show airs 5 days a week. To get your day started with news and information and analysis, and also communicating, Sandy does every day with her guest and her commentary, a biblical worldview to you. Sandy prepares. What time you get up every morning, Sandy? I mean, you get up early.
I could make it sound worse. I could say 4 a.m. Central. How about that? But it's 5 o'clock Eastern Standard, which is where I am. Well, so I get up at 5.
You prepare at night, and you get up early in the morning so that you can bring our listeners the best pardon me, information. So here's the phone number to call us if you appreciate Sandy being on every morning. And again, we only ask for donations twice a year, once in the spring for 3 days, once in the fall. Folks, we're not on here all day, every day, you know, begging for money. You know, like unfortunately, some Christian ministries do that, and other Christian ministries get a bad reputation for that reason. We don't do that. We come in the spring for 3 days, and in the fall 3 days, and that's it. The rest of the time, we don't spend asking for donations. So if you want to participate with us during this share-a-thon, this is the time we need to hear from you so we can count your gift in the grand total at the end of the night tomorrow.
So I'm going to answer for you. So if you could dial 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net and make your pledge. Tim, let's listen to, we always ask listeners to call in and just tell us what AFR Talk means to them. And here is one of those calls.
AFR has been an incredible encouragement to me over the years. I love my God, I love my country, and the steady infusion of truth and news of what's going on in this country feeds my prayer life. AFR gives me the information and the news with shows like Today's Issues, Sandy Rios, Brian Fisher, Washington Watch. They bring the right perspective of the events that's going on in my world. I love the One News app now. I can't tell you how many times a day that I open that up and read the different news reports. AFR makes me stronger and more informed as a Christian to fight the good fight. I get involved with the action alert, signing the petitions, boycotts, and even contacting my state and local officials on important issues. I've always been taught all it takes for evil to triumph is good men do nothing. AFR and AFA is doing something. Thank you for fighting the fight and lighting the fire under me.
Wow, love that. And I love that, Tim. I know you do, too. By the way, our good friend Richard Vigory is referring to what's happening now as Paul Revere time. He says it's Paul Revere time. And I want to bring to you just a couple of pieces of information, Tim, before we can really discuss further about what's going on in the House. We've watched as we've seen Antifa, you know, march in the streets. We've seen what's happened in Oregon. With them taking over the streets. We saw what they did to the ICE headquarters. We watched rioting in Ferguson. We've watched just amazing at the Kavanaugh hearing, the screamers in the balcony, the disruption, even the senators participating. We know about the resist movement, but there are even darker elements of this that I want to stop and describe. George Rasley of Conservative HQ just wrote this week about a couple of other organizations. One is called, it's a far-left broadcast called The Guillotine. They have 5,000 Twitter followers, they have 14,000 Facebook followers, and 250 active monthly donors. And this is basically what they're talking about. They are organizing armed insurrection. The Guillotine covers, quote, global current events from a revolutionary anarchist and communist perspective. The two co-hosts identify as egoist communist and Marxist, respectively. They talk about they support mass murdering communist dictators Mao Zedong and Che Guevara. Far Left Watch has talked about the best strategy for violent armed insurrection, asking for ambushes, assassinations. They're asking if it would be more effective in southern states. This far-left watch writer also suggests using concealable weapons platforms so not to tip anyone off. Another one, a follower called JackHero20, is organizing a relatively new militia group operating out of St. Louis. It's called the People's Revolutionary Defense Coalition. They are a coalition of mostly communists and anarchists, self-described militant leftist organization dedicated to armed self-defense. They spend a lot of time conducting hand-to-hand and paramilitary combat. The guy that runs this says, we will continue to break the law and destroy property until we win. They're targeting police officers, FBI agents, ICE agents, Sheriff Clark, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. Those are the people they have targeted. They endorse the mass killings carried out by Mao Zedong. I could go on and on. It is Paul Revere time. And let me just tell you what we know from mainstream Democrats, and these are Democrats. They want to. They've been made no secret about this. They want to impeach President Trump. They want to impeach or bring under more, bring criminal charges against Justice Kavanaugh. They want to institute open borders. They want to raise taxes and increase regulation on small business, which sounds mild by comparison to the other things. But this will completely reverse the financial. Excuse me, the good financial news, the prosperity we are experiencing right now, which is really amazing. They want to abolish private health insurance and incorporate completely federally run health insurance. They want to abolish the Second Amendment, and they certainly want to abolish the First Amendment right to free speech. They want to go to political correctness. They want to shut us up. And this is not a fringe group. This is the mainstream Democratic Party. It is Paul Revere time. So, Tim, you were saying earlier that this is a race or a year when we just don't know which way it's going to go. So, what do you think about the things I just talked about?
Well, in the way you described them, I would say scary. That would be a word that I would use to describe it. Of course, we're not to live in fear. We understand that from the Scripture. But just politically speaking and for the sake of our republic, I would say it's a scary time because these people... they're unhinged, if they ever were hinged in the first place. They don't care about, when you don't believe in God Almighty and you don't believe that He's watching you and He cares about what you do and what you don't do, what you think and what you don't think, what you say and what you don't think, if you remove that from an individual or a group of people, and they're on their own mission, then they don't care what they have to do to accomplish that mission. And that's what these people represent. They don't fear God, and they don't fear the law much anymore, as we've seen with Antifa. You've described what they're doing across the country. And these people, you have people like Hillary Clinton saying, we don't need to be civil anymore with our opposition with the Republican Party. You have Maxine Waters, and as you say, Sandy, these are mainstream Democrats. You have Maxine Waters, you know, the congresswoman from California, saying the things that she said. We need to confront people physically at restaurants and wherever you may find them. I mean, this is Steve Scalise was shot, for goodness sakes. We'd have had more killed if not for the two security guards there who were with Steve Scalise. So, I mean, the rhetoric on the other side of this, of our political debate here in this, is been ramped up where it's as I said, it's a scary time.
Yeah, and you know, just to make clear, in case people have forgotten this, the shooter on that ball field that was targeting all those Republicans said before he went onto the ball field, are these Republicans?
Right.
He was very specific about that. He was also a follower of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like a vague assumption. Then we also had Rand Paul, who was nearly killed by his neighbor, brutally beaten by his neighbor, pulled off his lawnmower. And no one hardly said boo about that, Tim. And we've had other, the Republican headquarters in New York was just, the windows were broken. It was painted.
ICE agents.
Yes, and ICE agents attacked there and doxed. You know, I have to say, we have a very serious situation about the nation's leaders. My understanding is, without getting too specific, a lot of people at the very top have been doxxed, people you haven't even heard about, where their homes have been, their home addresses, everything about them, their wives, their cell phones, numbers, their children, has been released to leftist publications.
You know, Sandy, yesterday, excuse me for interrupting, you mentioned something yesterday or the day before, I think it was, that that was very telling of the way these people are. Let me give the number, and then I'll, how about that for a tease? Then I'll ask you about what you commented on a couple of days ago.
Okay,
folks, we need to meet this $20,000 match, and we have 25 minutes to do it. By match, I mean somebody has pledged $20,000 to American Family Radio, a very generous gift, and they've said we will give this up to this amount if the other listeners in the listening family of AFR will help meet that $20,000. So that's what we're asking you to help us do this hour. And we've got 25 minutes left to do that. It's time limited. So we do have some folks who are now free to answer the phones. I'm looking out to the call center, and folks can answer the phones. So we have four or five available. Here's the number. And please call and be as generous as you can and say, I want to help put this donation towards that $20,000 match that Tim was talking about. And we will do that, okay? Here's the phone number, phone number to call us here at AFR, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And maybe you've never given to American Family Radio before. We're listener-supported Christian radio, folks. If we don't have you who listen, who appreciate Sandy Rios in the morning, make a donation, we're not here. I mean, it's as simple as that. That's not a threat. I'm just telling you that it costs money to provide this ministry all across America, 180-something stations that we have, we own and operate. That costs a lot of money. So we don't spend a lot of time asking for financial gifts, but when we do, we're serious, and so we need your help. Here's the phone number again to call us and help us meet this $20,000 match, 877-616-2396. 96. You are listening to American Family Radio Share-a-thon, and it's our One Nation Under God Fall Share-a-thon. Our theme is our national motto, One Nation Under God. Sandy, the other day you were talking about when Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in at the Supreme Court building, and you had all these protesters banging on the doors. Physically banging on the doors and shouting. I don't know how many there were. I just saw a video. It looked like to me there were at least dozens, maybe hundreds. I don't know exactly how many there were. But they were allowed to do this when, in other times at the Supreme Court, I've been to the Supreme Court many times. They have security guards out there. They don't let you do these kinds of things. Why did they let these people get away with it?
I don't have an answer to that. Yeah. I don't understand it because I've been at the Supreme Court many times for many different occasions, and you cannot get on those steps.
No.
And the Capitol Police are very rude. At least they were to pro-lifers at those marches I've been to. Plus, I've been there when the gay marriage was legalized. They will not let you on those steps. So when they broke through and ran up the steps, and then they let them, and then they let this girl climb up on the statue. Did you see that? One of the guards was filming her. They let her get down. They didn't arrest her. I was stunned. All I can say, Tim, without knowledge, I would just say that the corruption is so deep. I kind of hit the Capitol. This is not the Capitol Police. The Supreme Court has their own set of police. But I would tell you that a lot of those, I got in trouble because one man who listens, his son is a Capitol policeman. He was telling me how fine his son is, which I don't doubt. But my experience with the Capitol Police is they have a side and it isn't ours. I remember when Barack Obama shut down the monuments, how rude they were to people. They are hostile. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are. I saw, in fact, when I was there, when I was at a protest recently, where was I? It was near the Supreme Court. I saw one of the guards, the Capitol policeman, chatting with the protesters. Just chatting, like laughing, yucking it up. And for a long time, it was those guys that were standing in the street and they were arresting them one at a time across in the Supreme Court. You may remember that video. I'm just saying we got a problem, Houston, and that's why it really is Paul Revere time. And if ever there was a time to hold your nose and even vote for people that you don't really like, it seems to me that the Democratic Party has been overrun by anarchists, communists, and even at the top leadership, the way they behaved in that committee when they we're interviewing Brett Kavanaugh, was disgraceful. And that is becoming mainstream, and no Democrat seems to be refuting any of this. And so if ever there was a time to vote, even at me, you know, even if you may not be enthusiasts, get out there, because they're coming to your community too. For your children, your schools, you must vote. It's Paul Revere time.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we shine the spotlight on 1MillionMoms.com.
1 Million Moms was created to give every mom a voice with the decision makers, to let them know that we're upset with the messages they're sending our children. Hello, I'm Monica Cole, Director of 1 Million Moms. Brother Don Wildman created this vision knowing that when a group of moms work together, along with God's help, so much can be accomplished. 1 Million Moms continues the mission with which AFA was created. We want to give moms a way to let their voice be heard as they take action. We're searching for 1 Million Moms or more who are willing to fight for their children to have the best chance possible of living in a moral society. All right, moms, it's time to stand up and take charge. Join the fight at 1MillionMoms.com.
Do you love your mommy? Yeah?
Hello, this is John from Richmond, Virginia. And American Family Radio has impacted my life in so many different ways, from the gospel being preached on it through the different radio ministries, the news and the commentary and the fun facts. And there's just so much enlightenment on this this network. I sure appreciate what y'all do. I'm a truck driver and equipment operator, and every time I get into another vehicle or another piece of equipment, I program every single one of the radio presets to 88.1 FM, which is American Family Radio here in Richmond, Virginia.
Despite our differences, we are one nation under God. Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios back with you, and happy to be. It's a second day of Fall Share-a-thon, and we're so happy you're with us. If you just tuned in, yes, we're talking about the news also. And Tim Wildman, the president of AFA, is with me. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net to make your donation. And we have a $20,000 match, which means between now and the top of the hour, if we can reach $20,000 together as a team here, we can add $20,000 to that. So it'd be $40,000, which is just terrific. So if you haven't made your pledge, let's do it this morning. It's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Tim, what's going on there?
Well, thank you, Sandy. Reporting live here from American Family Radio Share-a-thon Central. And I'm not standing out in 130-mile-an-hour winds to report this, by the way, like some people.
Or acting you are.
Did you see that video?
I did. Yes, I did.
That went viral. That was hilarious.
It was funny.
They had a guy from the weather. If you hadn't seen it, folks, you need to Google it, so to speak. That's a verb now. I think it is. Google. You need to Google it. It's a weather channel fella reporting from a hurricane. What was that, Florence, I think it was, or something like
that? Yeah,
I
think so.
And anyway, so he's bracing himself like he's just about to fall over. And then behind him are two boys out just walking leisurely. It's just hysterical to see. It's a Weather Channel guy, and they do a great job, don't get me wrong, but that's a funny video. Okay, so you asked me for a report here at American Family Radio,
yes,
Sandy.
Yes,
did.
Yes, please.
We have, let's see, we're receiving 291 pledges an hour right now. So people are really generating the calls to us. And I tell you what, I will get a report on how we're doing on the match. I don't want to give this information if I'm not exactly sure. We're getting very close. We're getting very close to meeting the $20,000 match, thanks to people like Leanne in Dallas, Texas, Jenny in Swayze. Somebody just refreshed my. This is Jenny in Swayze, Indiana. Becky in Spring, Texas. Let's see. Donnie in Midlothian, Virginia, and Kathy in Fruitport, Michigan. Fruitport, Michigan. I guess that's our Muskegon station. Anyway, we truly are American Family Radio, Sandy. We have listeners all over the country.
Yes, I know, and especially, you know, with the app, it has people. We do have people listening really all over the world. It's AFR Talk, by the way. If you want to know how to listen anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world, AFR Talk, just download that app from your store, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can listen anywhere you are. So I would encourage all of you to do that. And by the way, yes, and I'm anxious to know what the totals are, but I will say the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Tim, I am actually really concerned about the House right now for a number of reasons. The Senate is in better shape, although there's a lot of stories to tell you about some of those races. There was a debate last night with Kristen Sinema in Arizona and Martha McSally, and there's a lot to say about that. But I'd really like to focus on the House for a second, because the maps of the 2018 election for the House and the Senate are very different. The Senate's map, many of those Democratic senators are having to run in very red states, and that's why it looks favorable to the Republicans. How much we don't know.
Where in the Senate, you mean?
The Senate.
Okay, yeah, the Senate.
It looks, it's trending that way. We have 3 weeks to go, or less than three, so who knows? But at this point, today, it's trending toward the Republicans because of the way the map just generically looks.
Right.
But the House is very different. The House races are much more complex. Plus, you have a situation where it's no surprise to anyone that House leadership has been dreadful. I have to say, the Republican leadership has been dreadful. I've said it almost every day that I've been on this microphone. And now we're seeing the fruits of that, because the House, the money that goes into these, there are committees in the House that help fund different Republican candidates. It's the same on the Democratic side. The committee that was promising something like $60 million to Republican candidates is now saying, oops, we don't have enough money, and they've spent a ton of their money on their favorite candidates, which are moderates or liberal Republicans. And so the conservative Republicans are getting nothing, or they're getting crumbs. At the same time, we have a consultant class. Now, what does that mean? Every candidate has consultants. They have different consultants, and they depend on them to figure out what messaging is most effective in their district, and you figure out the right image, whatever, but they have a lot of consultants. This is a culture that's probably not familiar to most people in the states, or the rest of the country, but it's a very big money-making machine. These consultants come out of the Karl Rove School, if that tells you anything. They're almost always, not always, but almost always, never Trumpers. They don't want their candidates to say anything about Donald Trump, what he's accomplished. They do not share the values of conservatives. So they're in the ears of these candidates. And what you're seeing is Republican candidates, even the good guys, are tapping down their messages to talk about, look at this great tax package we gave you. Now, so vote for us. They're not talking about the wall. They're not talking about the danger on the left, the radical takeover, the things I've talked about already this morning. And it's making our candidates weaker than they normally would be. And then they're not getting the money that they need. And I'm saying they are in danger of losing unless people just rise up and are able to overcome what will be the likely outcome. Because in each of these races, the Democrats have very carefully selected for each district a person who can win, a guy who has a military background, who's got this combat record, but really is a leftist. So that plays really well in certain areas of the country, a lot of Republican areas, and it's easy to be deceived. And a lot of these people clean up and look really nice. Some of them are not as crazy radical socialists as the Ocasio woman in New York City. She's a little bit more obvious. But like Claire McCaskill, who's an incumbent, admitted, James O'Keefe, who does Veritas, just did a thing with Claire McCaskill's campaign, unbeknownst to her. And they admit that her policies are those of Barack Obama. Yes, she embraces all of those things, but she doesn't tell her voters, because then she could never win. This is how this works. And so people are going to have to be smarter than normal, more aggressive than normal, and understanding the big picture here, Tim, that if our Republicans lose the House, mm-hmm. it will be a tsunami of retribution toward conservative candidates. And a Jim Jordan will never, never have a chance to take over. He will be under attack like you can't imagine. So yeah. will Dave Brat and all the Freedom Caucus. So I'm begging people. It really is Paul Revere time. And I'm just hoping and praying. Mark in North Carolina, the pastor, Mark Harris, mm-hmm. is running in a really tough reelection, and he's being beaten up publicly. He doesn't have the money, but he's such a wonderful man. But this is the way this goes.
Yeah.
It's the money and the press. And if you don't have those two things, under normal circumstances, you can't win. So all your voters are going to have to be just smarter than normal.
Yeah.
And vote in spite of what you're hearing or the impressions that you may have. Tim, I should let you then update us, or I should say we are in the middle of Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. I get myself riled up here. It's 877.
No.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I know most of our listeners like me, we can't tell when you hide it
yeah.
so well.
Yes, I'm sure I do. Yeah. Let me give the number. It's 877-616-2396. Honestly, if you feel that the information we give you is important, if you are concerned about this country and you want us to be able to mm-hmm. stay on the air to give you this kind of information that really you don't get, you get bits, dribs and drabs here and there, but you really get saturated information here.
Yeah.
Help us financially.
Absolutely.
It's 877-616-2396.
Yes, we are under a $20,000 match alert, and our phone number to help us reach us. We're almost there. Are we at 19,000? Do you know? I think we're at 19,000. Yeah, I think we are.
Gosh.
So we're almost there. Here's the phone number to help us reach this $20,000 matching gift that a generous supporter has made a pledge to do if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. Here's the number Sandy gave it to make a pledge. Be as generous as you can. American Family Radio is not free. We have to have financial support to be on the air. So if you appreciate Sandy every morning, you want to say so, then, you know, make a contribution. To AFR. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, toll free, 877-616-2396. That doesn't ring Bangladesh or, you know, the Himalayas or somewhere where people are answering the phones for us. That's ringing our offices here at American Family Radio, our studios in Tupelo, Mississippi. Well, that's our national headquarters, and folks drive in from all over the country to be here with us in Tupelo to help us answer the phones during our Share-a-thon, and they are listeners just like you. You know, Sandy, on a good note, the things that we have seen happen as a result of people getting involved is the Supreme Court. The
yes.
Supreme Court, had President Trump not won, then we wouldn't have a conservative Supreme Court now, 5-4, conservative, much more conservative, we think, we hope, we pray. And by conservative, I don't mean that. I should say a more constitutional Supreme Court. That's how I should say it, because that's really what matters. Are these people following the Constitution? And now with Brett Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court justice, on the bench, the chances are that we're going to be returning more to the role of the courts not being activist. And so this is good news. And it wouldn't have happened had not our folks come out and voted in 2016. So there are, while Sandy is right, when we don't take action, there are bad results. When we do take action, there are good results oftentimes. And the Supreme Court, also what a lot of people don't know, Sandy, is that President Trump is getting confirmed lots of federal appellate court level judges all across America. And that is very, very important as well, right?
Yes, and since you mentioned that, let me just say this is another thing at stake in this election, Tim, because there's a project that's been formed by liberal law professors and activists called the 1.20.21 Project. It's been launched by Harvard professor Mark Tushnet and Lawrence Tribe. They're both on the far left. And what they want to do is stack the Supreme Court. They want to increase mm-hmm. the number of justices and make sure they put liberals on the court. One of them wrote, actually, Aaron Belkin, who's helping this, he's a political science professor, he wrote in 2016 that liberal judges, they had stacked them by that time. Half the courts were filled with appointments by Barack Obama and liberal and Bill Clinton and other liberal people before that. He said no longer will judges have to be worried about reversals by the Supreme Court. And it could be useful, he said, in marginalizing those Republican losers. He compared it to the defeated Japanese in World War II or the Confederacy in the Civil War. In other words, we're going to stomp them and then we're going to pack the courts and that they won't have to worry about having anything appeal to the Supreme Court because we're going to stack that too, which is what they're going to do if the Democrats win the House and the Senate. And so that's why really it's all gloves off.
Yeah.
It's important. It's a Paul Revere moment when we have to get involved. Tim, we have a listener that has called in and left us a story. Let's just pause to listen for a second. A listener story.
I have been listening to AFR for about 4 years now, and I cannot begin to tell you how much it has changed my life. It has strengthened my faith and walk with the Lord and helps me keep focused on Jesus all day. Hearing things from a biblical view has really helped me put things in perspective in what is going on in the world we live in. One of the things I appreciate the most about AFR is that every talk show host is grounded in God's Word, like-minded, and do not sugarcoat everything they say like so much churches do today. And they tell the truth like it is with boldness and no holding back. Sandy Rios and Janet Mefford are my heroes. I love these girls. They have taught me boldness and how to stand firm on God's Word no matter what. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
I love that. Thank you so much. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Jim Stanley, who is our station manager, has just walked into the studio, I have heard, and has the numbers for us. What's going on, Jim?
Well, good morning, Sandy. I actually don't have the complete numbers for you just yet. I just wanted to come in and brag on you guys. I gave Tim a challenge when he walked through the door. Because in the spring, you guys did a little over 400 phone calls in 1 hour. And so far today, you're knocking on the door of 400. And before the hour's over, I believe you guys will make it. By the way, the number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And so I just wanted to brag on you and Tim for doing a great job. Have we met
the $20,000, or do you know yet?
I can tell you we have met that challenge.
We did?
Oh, whoa.
Yes, all right.
Thank you
for telling us.
Gosh,
that. We've been wondering.
Okay.
Yeah, listeners, yeah. We need to thank listeners. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are so generous. And so just keep those calls coming and your generosity coming because we have some really important work to do.
Amen.
Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Tim, we just have a minute left. Can you give us our last word here this morning?
Amen. Well, it's been a joy to be with you yesterday and today, listeners, and with Sandy. I joined Sandy during our share-a-thon, so we'll be here tomorrow as well. We got a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of great guests lined up for you the rest of the day. I hope you can keep listening to AFR. And we're good. You know, the thing about Share-a-thon is, Sandy, I would turn the radio off myself if all we did was talk about send money now, send money now, send money now. I mean, how many times can you say that? I can say it a lot, but the point is, we don't do that. What we want you to know is, yes, we want you to send money or send a gift. That's why we're doing this. But we're here to tell you what your money goes for. And it goes for reaching Christians all over the country with news and information and Bible teaching. And also, a lot of people are converted.
Yes. And so, Tim, we got 8 seconds. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Okay, Sandy
Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.